We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studio, the exclusive home of Patriots Monday and Friday with Bill Belichick and Julian Edelman. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. Radio.com sports station.
Thank you for paying homage to the late, great Clarence Clemens on what would have been his birthday. And that's Jackson Browne, by the way. Do you know that, Jackson Browne?
I actually didn't until I pulled the song up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is he the second most important member of the band behind Bruce?
Absolutely. The big man gone, but not forgotten. So you're a friend of mine. That's another tune that you and Wiggy could do a duet on, Curtis, when Wiggy gets back tomorrow.
I love it.
Wiggy is traveling back from Texas, where he spent the weekend, so he'll be back tomorrow. But right now, Boomer Esiason is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, Greg and company. How are you guys doing today? Missing the playoffs?
Aww,
you have to start
rub
with
it
that.
In.
I mean, yeah, don't rub it in. I mean, give us a break.
Well, I'm not trying to rub it in, but man, Tom Brady was great Saturday night, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yes, Curtis
oh my God.
I think Curtis probably should be given the first question today for Boomer because of that. I mean, it's been a victory lap all morning, and rightly so from Chris Curtis. So
how? Well, it's true though. I mean, you know, there were two quarterbacks this weekend that really outshined everybody else, and I thought, you know, Tom Brady was one of them, and the way he navigated the pocket, that's how you play professional quarterback, and that's why you can last until you're 42 years old. You don't take direct hits. You don't run with the ball. You just kind of move around in the pocket. You know where everybody is, and you just deliver the ball. I mean, he had a couple drop passes early in the game. The game should have really been a much bigger blowout than it was. Taylor Heinicke played great, but then I give him all the credit in the world, but it's really about Brady and Arians, and, you know, this week now they got Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, and I thought the other quarterback was Josh Allen against Indianapolis. You know, he's a wrecking ball, man. He is a 6'5". He's Cam Newton when Cam Newton was younger, and this is the type of athlete he has turned out to be, and he's refined his game. So those two quarterbacks really stuck out in my mind this weekend.
I mean, you think Taylor Heinicke earned himself a starting job somewhere?
I think Taylor Heinicke, well, this is what I call him. I call him MW. You know what that means?
No.
Minimum wage. That's exactly what it is. And minimum wage is a good thing to be these days in the NFL, especially with the salary cap going down. Mm-hmm. So I think that Ron Rivera and the Washington football team would be smart just to keep him around. Much like the Rams are going to keep John Wolford around. These guys make no money. If they have to go in and play in short spurts, they can do it. I just don't know about, you know, 16 games for guys those sizes and how they run with the ball and how reckless they are. They're not going to make it through a season. So a nice backup, minimum wage, that's exactly what you want in the NFL.
I'll ask this one for Derek, the Steelers fan. They've gone, I think they've gone 4 years without winning a playoff game. Is Mike Tomlin on the hot seat there?
I don't think so. I was making fun of the Steelers a little bit yesterday with Coach Cower before we went on the air, and I said, Coach, if Mike Tomlin loses to a head coachless team and gets out coached and the team looks like crap, I mean, you know, that would be bad for the Pittsburgh culture, don't you think? And, you know, Coach wasn't liking what I was saying. But, you know, all the things said that Pittsburgh was going to win this game yesterday, everything that you looked at in regards to this game leading into this game, with all the people out due to COVID, with, you know, the issues that, you know, Baker Mayfield may have with the play calling because Kevin Stefanski wasn't there, you're thinking, all right, Pittsburgh, but this is the NFL, man. This is the NFL, and this is the one game that I don't think anybody saw coming. But then again, you turn the ball over like five times in this game, this is what's going to happen. And you basically handed the game to the Cleveland Browns.
Boomer, so we don't have football in New England to talk about, sadly. But after the second game yesterday, news broke that President Trump is going to present Bill Belichick with the Medal of Freedom. And the backlash has already begun here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two-part question. Sure. Do you think, if you were offered such a thing, would you accept? And do you think Bill Belichick should accept?
Boomer already won it, first of all.
Oh, that's right. No, I have not won it. I have not won it. Don't put out that fake news.
I don't think you're supposed to say the word win anyway, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Earned.
Earned.
Hashtag fake news. I have not earned it. So.
Well, you should. I would nominate you if I were president.
You know, if it were me, given the circumstances over the last 2 weeks, I would not accept it. That's just me.
Yeah.
But I understand that I don't know about their relationship. I don't really know how close they are. I don't want to take any great award away from anybody. But given the political climate right now and what happened at the Capitol and how it happened, I just couldn't step foot in the White House right now.
Mm. Boomer, who's your MVP this season?
Aaron Rodgers, it's not even close. He had an off-the-charts season, Danielle. He was great he had one bad game, I think, and that was against Tampa when Tampa beat them earlier on in the season. But he was awesome, and he finished the year strong. And the nice thing for him, if you say nice, is that he had to play all 16 games. In other words, they couldn't rest him in Week 15. And by the way, when you think about resting players, think about the Pittsburgh Steelers. When they know they're in the playoffs, they start resting players. And Ben Roethlisberger and that offense looked like it was rested the week before in Cleveland because he didn't play. And I think it comes back to bite them in the ass. But I think Aaron Rodgers is clearing away the MVP in the NFL. Derrick Henry may get some votes. I'm sure Patrick Mahomes will get some votes. But to me, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Boomer, is this season already a success for Tom Brady, or do they have to beat the Saints and get to the NFC title game?
I feel like this is now where this whole thing will be judged. You know, we went through a lot of drama during the year with Bruce Arians calling him out earlier in the season, or we in the media made him call him out or whatever, however we looked at it. But I think this is where they're going to be judged. And, you know, they got a really tough game next week. Now, New Orleans has already beat them twice this year. Now, that wasn't the same Tampa team that we've seen here the last 4 or 5 weeks. I mean, they have really hit their stride, and Antonio Brown is starting to really, make himself noticeable. So, I think this is the best game of the weekend. It's one of the reasons why it's the latest game of the weekend on Sunday. It's Breeze, it's Brady, it's in New Orleans. It should be high scoring. I yesterday Mitch Trubisky was horrific, and we knew he was going to be horrific going into the game, that they didn't really have a chance offensively. But this is a different animal now. This is like some of the best players at their respective positions going against each other, you know, in the NFC South. So I think it's a high-scoring game, and I think this is ultimately where this is going to be judged. Now, before the season started, I picked New Orleans against Kansas City in the Super Bowl. But the closer we get to the Super Bowl, I have to be honest, as a CBS analyst, and we're going to be covering the Super Bowl, I mean, Tom Brady in the Super Bowl would be unbelievable.
Oh, it would be painful.
It would be painful. But for us, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against Kansas City or Buffalo would be just absolutely, it would be mint. But then again, if it's Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, it would be mint too,
Mint. Speaking of quarterbacks here, did you hear Schefter by chance on the show say that Cam Newton should fetch $40 to $50 million next year for a two-year deal?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Greg, I didn't hear it. If I were to heard it, I would have turned it off.
He said most likely Washington, great landing spot.
Right.
And 2 years, $40 to $50 million.
Ron Rivera is going to want to go down that road again?
I don't know.
I mean, look, I, I have nothing but respect for what Cam Newton has accomplished as a player. I would like to think that he would feel the same way about me. But if we are now talking about what we just saw this past year and balls being thrown into the ground and inaccurate throws, and he is trying to live the life that he was when he was 25 and play quarterback that way in the NFL, it doesn't work. I'm sorry. I mean, he's a personality. He's a very likable individual, but I didn't like what I saw on the field. So let's all get real here and be honest. Like, I heard yesterday Jason Lockenfor, and he's a colleague of mine. I love Jason, and most often he's really right, and maybe he will prove me to be wrong. But he's telling me that Mitch Trubisky played himself back into the Chicago Bears' plan for next year. And I'm like, for what? I respect Mitch Trubisky fighting for his job, coming back after being benched, and beating bad teams. I respect all that. And he did it on a football field. But they cannot beat good defensive teams. And we saw that on back-to-back weeks versus the Packers and the Saints. So I have no idea what these people are looking at, if that in fact is the case, that Cam gets that kind of money and Mitch Trubisky is under center for the Bears next year.
The question of the week for Boomer is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, with offices in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, northeastmenshealth.com. And it comes from a 781 texter this morning. And the question is whether or not you think the Patriots have any chance of getting Deshaun Watson.
I don't see, and I understand everybody thinks Nick Caserio down there running the team now, and he's going to trade a disgruntled player. You got to remember, Deshaun Watson also has a no-trade clause in this contract. So he does kind of control if, in fact, he wants to be traded, and they will trade him to where he wants to go to. I keep hearing that he wants to go to Miami. Miami has all the draft picks, basically, that Houston doesn't have. And Miami also has a young quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa. If they don't believe in him, they can trade him to Houston, and Houston could try to build around him. So there are still a lot of possibilities that Deshaun could get traded. I don't see him going to Chicago. Could Bill take him and his enormous contract in New England? Well, they have the room to take it, but I just don't see that happening either. But maybe Miami. I could see that happening for sure.
I didn't get to thank you for my Christmas gift yet, so it arrived last week. I want to thank you. You're a very generous man. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. And, you know, it's interesting. I sent one to Danielle. I sent one to Jermaine, too. Hopefully they got theirs. If they haven't, you have to understand that the guy that I work with makes all these things handmade, right? Does all the boxing and everything handmade.
Yep.
He is on the autism spectrum, and he puts everything out and mails everything out, and sometimes he just gets a little delayed,
mm-hmm.
and I say this because I'm so proud of the guy and what
awesome.
He does.
Yeah.
And his quality products are off the charts. And the name of the place is Ben's Garden.
They have beautiful stuff. I've checked out their website before. It's really awesome.
He makes all that stuff.
Yeah, that's
he
amazing.
Makes everything that's all out of his head. So when we ask him to do, I send out about 60 gifts. So you guys are on the top 60 list. So that's good.
All right.
And Danielle, you're like number two. Greg, you're
thank
like
you.
Number eight, number 58. Jermaine, just because we're football players together, is in the top 20.
Now I've heard everything.
Yes.
You make $100 million a year and you're getting free plugs for your Christmas gifts.
No, I don't make $100 million a year. You're confusing me with the guys who play. I don't play. I work
ridiculous.
Every day like a stiff.
Absolutely.
I am a working
ridiculous.
Man. Hey, Greg, I am a freaking working man, just like you are. Brother.
Boomer, Greg made $100 million after his pay cut.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I know. Don't we know about pay cuts around this place?
Yep.
Hey, Boomer, is Jim Nantz the toughest guy to buy for?
You know what? That's a good question. Yeah, he's a bougie son of a bitch. You know that? I'll tell you that right now. But he's great. He was, by the way, what did you guys think? Did you see any of the Nickelodeon broadcast yesterday?
No.
F-bombs galore?
It was just won by Cordero Patterson, of course, a former Patriot.
I have to say on Twitter, which hates everything, it was overwhelmingly loved by people. They really enjoyed it.
It was a positive response. You're right, Curtis.
That's what I'm saying. So my colleague Nate Burleson was on there kind of doing a tutorial for the NFL. They had young Sheldon pop up with rules. I know the producer who was the liaison between CBS Sports and Nickelodeon, Sean Robbins, and he was the guy that decided like all the different graphics and how they lay all those things out. And they wanted to do a good broadcast, and Noah Eagle is proof that there is cloning There's no question about it.
What do you think of
just like his dad and sounds just like his
identical.
Dad.
Identical.
Boomer, what do you think of the 5K? Doesn't it look weird at first when you see it?
Yes, when it's up. And Fox actually broke that out, I want to say, a few weeks ago. Then CBS obviously added it to their whole deal. I mean, it's just it's too sharp, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see every little pimple and scratch and cuts on every person it shows.
It kind of looks like Madden, like you're playing Madden almost. It feels fake. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Boomer, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys. Bye, Danielle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.